From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump late Tuesday delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress, a speech whose themes were laid out by White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday.
You can expect a speech grounded firmly in solving real problems for every American. How can we make sure that every American who needs a better job get one? How can we get kids who are trapped in failing schools into better ones? How we can keep gangs and drug violence out of our neighborhoods and communities? The president will address the Americans who have been waiting for help from their leaders for too long and let them know that help is finally on the way.
Mr. Trump also laid out some of his intentions Monday to the nation's governors.
My budget also puts America first by keeping tax dollars in America to help veterans and first responders. So important. This budget follows through on my promise to focus on keeping Americans safe, keeping out terrorists, keeping out criminals, and putting violent offenders behind bars or removing them from our country altogether.
And more than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid, two government functions that may be targeted in President Donald Trump's first budget proposal. When he unveils the budget before Congress, Mr. Trump is expected to call for a $54 billion boost in military spending while offsetting the increase by slashing domestic spending, particularly at the State Department and the Environmental Protection Agency. In a letter Monday to Republican and Democratic congressional leaders, the retired officers wrote that elevating and strengthening diplomacy and development alongside defense are critical to keeping America safe. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump is blaming his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, for recent protests against Republican lawmakers with voters in their home states during congressional recesses.
No, I think that President Obama is behind it because his people are certainly behind it. And some of the leaks possibly come from that group, you know, some of the leaks, which are really very serious leaks because they're very bad in terms of national security. But I also understand that's politics. And in terms of him being behind things, that's politics. And it will probably continue.
The lawmakers faced angry questions about their plans to overturn Obama's national health care reforms, his signature legislative achievement, popularly known as Obamacare. Some Republicans said many of the protesters were part of groups organized by opposition Democrats. The United States military has confirmed the killing of top Taliban leader Mullah Abdul Salam in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's troubled northern province of Kunduz. The strike was conducted Sunday as part of an operation with Afghan security forces. It said in a statement that no civilians were hurt or killed in the action. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The charges against the Vietnamese and Indonesian women carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. The attack was captured on the airport security cameras. South Korean prosecutors say they will charge the head of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate and four other high-ranking executives with bribery and embezzlement in connection with the corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. Special prosecution team created to investigate the matter also accused Samsung Group chief Lee Jae-young of hiding assets overseas and committing perjury before parliament. The 48-year-old was arrested earlier this month in connection with the case. President Park was impeached and suspended from office back in December on charges that she colluded with her longtime friend, Jae Soon-shil, to extort the country's conglomerates to donate up to $70 million to two dubious foundations run by Jae. The commercial venture SpaceX plans to launch two paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft that's currently under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the two passengers or how much they're actually willing to pay. He did say they will undergo extensive training. Musk also said he believes there is a market for one or two such flights each year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.